This podcast is brought to you by the Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts. Hey everyone, it's Melissa, and we're wrapping up our third quarter podcast segment covering exempt organizations. During this segment, we have covered religious, charitable, and educational organizations. Today, we have a special guest, Roberta Garcia, supervisor in the exempt organizations section. Thank you for joining us today, Roberta.
Thank you for having me, Melissa.
All right, Roberta, can you give me a quick background on what is involved with getting an organization exempt from Texas taxes?
Absolutely. The section that I supervise processes applications for nonprofit organizations to determine if they qualify for a particular exemption under Texas state tax laws.
When you say process, what do you mean?
Processing includes reviewing the application and all supporting documentation to see if the organization qualifies for the exemption within our tax laws.
Now, does your section only process Texas organizations' applications?
No, Melissa. In fact, we process applications for organizations that are located outside of Texas.
If an out-of-state organization is exempt in their home state, does that exemption transfer to Texas?
No, the exemption does not transfer between states. The organization must submit an application for exemption in Texas.
Roberta, can you give me an example on why an out-of-state organization would apply for an exemption in Texas?
Sure. Towards the end of spring, various organizations, such as youth groups, will hold conferences in Texas during summer break. Many of them will come from across the nation to Texas to participate in these events. In order for them to receive the hotel occupancy tax exemption, they need to submit an application, and our section will be happy to process it.
How would an organization submit their application to exempt organizations for processing?
First, go to the website comptroller.texas.gov. Simply search exempt organizations. There you will choose an application that applies to your organization. Now, organizations have three options to submit it. They can fill it out and print the application and send it by regular mail, or they may send it in via fax, or they can send it in by email. And all the contact information is listed on the application.
Is there a processing fee of some kind that needs to be included with the application?
No, ma'am. There are no fees involved. The only items that need to be included with the application are supporting documents to verify the organization qualifies.
When an organization submits their application, what happens if an application is incomplete or missing documentation?
What we will do is assign the application a reference number. Then we will send correspondence either by email, if they provided it, or regular mail, listing out all the additional information needed to process their application.
Great. Roberta, who can an organization call if they need help with their application?
They can contact us directly at 800-252-5555. We will be able to assist in locating the correct application for the organization type and what information to include with the application.
What happens when an application is approved?
Once an application is approved, we will send the organization a letter confirming the organization is exempt in Texas. We commonly refer to this letter as a grant letter.
On their letter, does it specifically state what taxes an organization is exempt from?
Yes, Melissa. It will list out the organization's exempt category, type of taxes the organization is exempt from paying, whether it be franchise tax, sales and use tax, or in some cases, hotel occupancy tax, and the effective dates.
Now, do y'all mail or email this letter?
We will send the organization their grant letter by mail or email, depending on what the organization included in their original application. Keep in mind, both letters are of equal value. The only difference is the time it takes to receive by regular mail.
What happens if someone misplaces their letter?
Great question. The organization can actually reprint the same letter from our website at comptroller.texas.gov through our tax-exempt entity search. You can search by the organization's name or by its Texas taxpayer number.
Roberta, what if an organization is denied exemption?
Well, Melissa, we will send a letter of denial to the organization. However, at any time, the organization may submit additional information that they feel may change the determination. We will be happy to re-review the application and the additional information they submitted. And in some cases, an organization may actually have a change that could qualify them to receive the exemption.
All right, Roberta, I've heard you say three tax types in which an organization can be exempt from: franchise tax, sales and use tax, and sometimes the state portion of hotel occupancy tax. What about property taxes?
Actually, our section does not approve or provide property tax exemptions. Property tax exemptions are determined by the local appraisal districts.
Good to know. Thank you for talking with me today and providing great information on exempt organizations.
Thank you for having me today, Melissa. I hope this information helps all the nonprofits of Texas and our out-of-state visitors.
This wraps up our third quarter podcast on exempt organizations. Thank you to all our guests, Stephanie Medock and Roberta Garcia. And thank you to our listeners for taking the time to listen to our podcast. Keep checking back for new podcasts and webinars on our tax training resources webpage, available through our website, comptroller.texas.gov. Y'all have a great day.